Iranian state television has announced that Tehran has started loading fuel into the core of the nation's first nuclear power plant. A foreign ministry spokesman says Iran's nuclear activities are going on as scheduled. We asked Greg Thielman of the Arms Control Association his reaction to the announcement.
It's very important to separate this development from the conflict which has so troubled our relationship with Iran. This is not a serious non-proliferation concern of the United States and has not been for several years. This is a reactor which operates on the basis of fuel provided by Russia. Russia receives the spent fuel from the reactor afterwards under a 10-year contract, and it is all occurring under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency. So this arrangement has the kind of safeguards and arrangements that make it consistent with the kind of a peaceful nuclear power development the United States would like to see in the world. The problem with Iran has to do with Iran's enrichment of uranium, allegedly for future power reactors, but under circumstances that do not allow the International Atomic Energy Agency and the international community to be confident that Iran is not diverting resources and expertise for a weapons program.
Is there something else that worries you about this?
There are, of course, indirect worries because of the lack of sufficient transparency in the rest of Iran's nuclear activities. There's an indirect concern that by Iran acquiring nuclear expertise and getting operational experience with nuclear reactors, that some of this kind of knowledge and skill can be transferred to unsanctioned activities, that is, activities that are prohibited to Iran under its obligations as a member of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. But those are the kind of concerns one has with basically any power reactor capability around the world. I would just emphasize a couple of other things about the Bushehr reactor. The Iranians have said that the fuel loading has occurred as scheduled and will be producing electricity early next year. This reactor has been plagued by continuous delays over the years. It was actually started under a German contract, Siemens, and that came apart during the Iranian Revolution and the subsequent war with Iraq. So it was the Russians stepping in to take over a reactor that had been planned by another company in another country, which accounts for some of the problems Iran has had over the years. And it appears that Iran is still having technical problems. There was news of a leak that occurred recently with consequent sending of more Russian technicians. So this is not a smooth process, and I think that Iran will be producing electricity from nuclear weapons someday soon. But Iran has had for many years a very ambitious goal of 20-some nuclear reactors, and things are going slowly for them in the nuclear power production front.
Greg Thielman, a senior fellow at the Arms Control Association in Washington. The U.N. imposed a fourth round of sanctions on Tehran in June for its refusal to stop enriching uranium. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.